It is a huge improvement because one of the big issues is farmers are passing on land at far too high an age and they're hanging on. So it answers that, but there are still problems out there.
In terms of the fact that the commercial stamp duty has gone from 2% to 6%, it's being interpreted in a sense as a move aimed at property developers and those who are holding on to commercial land for building and so on in hopes of turning a quick buck. That does not in any way describe what farmers do, but farmers have become caught up in what appears to be a measure directed elsewhere.
I think whoever brought this in wasn't fully aware of the consequences in the agricultural sector. We've spent a huge amount of time in IFA this last number of years getting schemes that ease the transfer of land, because the transfer of land is a major issue, and land leasing and so on. And the land market has changed a lot in the last 5 or 6 years as a result of the lobbying we have done. The problem with this was it was a very retrogressive step, and we won't be leaving it behind. We'll be back again next budget looking for the removal of this clause.